Welcome to Matters of the Heart podcast with Rashonda, Sunday Thoughts episode edition. Sunday Thoughts are stories I've experienced in life, and I relate those stories to God's word in a way where you can understand. It's never about preaching, but a discovery in trying to find God's voice and pick up a few lessons to be learned in our daily lives. This Sunday, let's take time to reflect and think about those experiences. God's messages are often hidden in plain sight in everything that happens to us, whether good or bad. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Sunday's Thought episode. Happy first Sunday to you. Happy first Sunday of the month. Can you believe that January went by like the flash? Me neither. This is the Matters of the Heart podcast. I talk about inspiration, motivation, wellness, and mind peacefulness here. I share experiences, advice, and knowledge to help you improve your life and learn more. The content is always 100% positive, and your cheerful host on this beautiful journey is me, Rashonda. So today's topic is trends and culture and words. Oh my. Okay. Have you ever said something just to be saying it or did something just to be doing it? Not really knowing the history or the meanings behind the words or the action. You just did it because maybe it was trending and everyone else was doing it. Or we're just saying it because, well, it's a famous saying and it's what everyone is saying. Have you really sat down and thought about what those words meant or what that new challenge everyone is doing represents? Well, I found myself saying something one day and was about to get something made with this particular word on it until I found out the meaning. Yikes. Yes. So stay tuned. Let me tell you what it was and why I changed my mind. So as we begin this new year off, I told my kids that I wanted them to come up with three goals they wanted to do this year and one affirmation that they wanted to declare over their lives and year to say every day. I not only told them to do this, but I was going to participate as well. Within a couple of days, because we all fast at the beginning of every month, so this gave them time to kind of collect their thoughts and whatever. But I told them within a couple of days, we'll all share what we wrote. So my goal for the new year was actually four things. And it was pray, wait, obey, and slay. When I wrote it out, it hit my spirit so hard. I was like, you know what? I need to get this on a wristband so I can remember this every day. I have a couple of wristbands on that I don't take off unless it's something serious, as the messages remind me of God's words to me and are encouraging. However, as I was looking into wristband companies, I found one that would allow me to just order a couple and not in bulk. So you know how those wristband companies are, you have to order 100 and whatever, but it's almost like the more you order, then the less the price is. But I personally just wanted three for me, my son, and my daughter. So, you know, they can be reminded of the pray, wait, obey, and slay as well. So I found a company that would, allow me to just get, you know, a small amount. So once I went through picking out the color, the font, and the saying, and as per my new goal for the year, I stopped and I prayed to God and was like, okay, Lord, is this okay? Like, should I order the bands? While it was nothing wrong per se in ordering, I suddenly started focusing on the word slay. I knew what praying, waiting, and obeying meant, but I didn't realize what slay meant. Now, I have to be honest because I've done this quite a few times during my blogging days over the years. Suddenly, words would come to me when I would be writing a post, and while it sounded intelligent to put within a sentence, I would stop and look the word up to check its meaning. I still do that from time to time because you never know. I could be saying something offensive or totally unintelligent. So as I looked up the word slay, the first thing that popped up was to kill a person or animal in a violent way. Whoa. Now, the informal meaning means to impress significantly or amuse. A little background on the word slay. It's usually generally used in the fashion industry, which dates back to the 19th century. It was used to describe a person dressed to kill and was also known to have quite a bit of sexual undertones and drama and all that stuff attached to its meaning. I soon realized that no matter how people on the social sites try to change the word around to mean empowerment or positivity, my mind just kept going back to its original meaning, to kill violently. Doesn't the word of God say, "Thou shalt not kill"? And that's by hand or expression, in which I believe slay truly means. You'll hear people say, "I slayed her today," or "Did you see me slay in that dress?" Girl, she slayed in that outfit. Now, I may be taking things out of context, and you may be saying, "Sis, it ain't that serious. It's just a word." I know the meaning of what I'm saying, and that's true. You may do, but just hear me out. I'm saying that we have to be careful with following trends that culture wants us to jump on the bandwagon for. Maybe I'm old school, but the word says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord." Not that God wants us to think that we're all that, but how will He be seen if we're like everyone else? It's like being a light bulb amid dim. It's like being a light bulb amid dim lights. If that one light bulb gets drowned out, we'll see nothing but dimness. Everything will look the same. That's why the word says in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden." Notice where the word says that city representing us is supposed to sit on a hill. We're supposed to be Christ's representatives because if people look up, they will not only see us shining, but they'll be looking up to see Him as well. The whole purpose of that city on a hill is so people could look upward and see Christ. Say back to the wristbands, I changed out slay to trust because ultimately that's what God wants, is for us to trust Him more during our time of waiting. So the new band will say pray, wait, trust, and obey. Pray meaning about everything, life, vision, decisions, dreams, next moves, direction, purpose, and unnecessary voices, because we can't listen to everyone. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." Wait, meaning on God to give you an answer, even if it takes longer than you expect. Wait on it. Psalms 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Trust, meaning believe God will deliver on His promises for your life and the prayer requests you put before Him. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding." Obey, meaning once God tells you what to do, then get busy doing it and do it with excellence. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23 says, "This one thing I commanded, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people." Remember, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Every word spoken has to relate back to the word of God. So be extremely careful when culture has a new saying, a new dance, a new move, or a challenge that everyone is doing. It could very well cause you to speak or participate in something that's not God's will for your life. What will you choose today? Culture over God or God over culture? Pray, wait, trust, and obey God over man. Listen, that was the end of this episode. There's a new Sunday's Thought every first Sunday of the month. So until the next time, blessings to you and yours, and I'll see you soon. That was it for today's episode. I hope you were inspired and feel positive vibes whenever you spend some time with me, Rashonda, and the Matters of the Heart podcast. Thank you for tuning in, and don't forget to join me next time as we dive deeper into our spiritual, mental, and physical journey. You can follow Matters of the Heart podcast on Facebook to stay tuned for what's coming next. Feel free to share the episodes while you're here. Also, stay with me by subscribing wherever your favorite music and podcast stations reside. And as always, watch your heart, because its actions will follow. Thank you for listening.